I'm fine, thank you.
You look well.
Thank you.
You look very well. So, now, what can I ask you, why aren't you at school today?
Because it's closed for voting.
Polling, isn't that bad? They should be at school.
No, they shouldn't.
You should polling on another flipping day. Flipping everybody having a day. You just had a week off for half term. They got another week off at the end of the month for half term. So...
It was 2 weeks, actually.
Was it 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a... And I bet you went back and there was a day off for teacher training or something. No, a lot of schools did. Hopeless. Now, Harry, tell us about your illness, first of all.
Well, my illness is a brain tumour.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a polycythemia.
No.
And it's in my hypothalamus.
I bet you couldn't spell it.
I too.
I'm going to have him. I'm telling you, I'm having him before the day's out. I've been waiting for this all day. I must be mad. When did you find out you'd got a brain tumour?
In 2007.
2006. So you were 7 at the time then, yeah?
Yes.
7 years of age. What happened when they told you that? How did you feel? What had happened? And
I didn't know how to feel because I didn't really know what a brain tumour was.
Because you were so young?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you decided to go on, embark on a crusade, really, to raise money for cancer research. How did that come about? Why did you decide to raise money?
Because when I was having my radiotherapy, I met a friend at the QE called Robert Harley. In 2009, he became very ill and I didn't like it, so I decided to raise... I said to Mum that something needed to be done, so I decided to raise money and I just decided to make bracelets and it just got huge.
Why bracelets? Can I ask you why bracelets?
Because I was... At first, I started to make, you might not know, the Scooby key rings.
I started
to make them, but they were taking too long to make.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in Hobbycraft and we saw beads and I said to Mum, I want to make beads.
Because it was a big thing at the moment for everything, isn't it? Help the Heroes, whatever it is, there's bracelets now, aren't there? So it's quite a cool thing to do as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've now raised nearly £500,000.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's a phenomenal amount of money. Yeah? Has that all been done through bracelets?
Not really, because £39,000 of it was made through bracelets that I've done that goes to my actual campaign.
Yes.
£400,000 of that would go to my oncology, my consultant.
Yes.
And £53,000 arrived for the Sevi Ballesteros Foundation.
Oh, so that's how you did it. You raised the money. What sort of things have you done?
I do presentations to schools and businesses, and I've been on the news. I've do days outside Asda.
Have you been outside Asda? Which one?
The Chelmsley Wood.
The Chelmsley Wood. Come outside mine in Minworth. Warmly, we'd love to see you outside there. So what do you do when you're outside? Just talk to people or, you know?
I have like a stand there to sell my bracelet.
Just dwelling a little bit on that raising money. I mean, I'm not being rude, but you are only 11 and you've got the business brain. I mean, Lord Sugar would love to have you on The Apprentice. Hey, I mean, you'd be a great story for him. Do you ever watch The Apprentice?
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's boring, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, to be fair, I agree with you. So
it's for old people like my mum. Don't edit that bit out.
No. I love it. I absolutely love it. Where are you going to go with this? Are you going to get more people to help you, or are you going to do them yourself? I mean, where does it end, and what's your aims and ambitions? Have you got any ambitions? How much you want to raise to help cancer research, etc.?
How much I want to raise, I've got sort of amount, is as much as I possibly can.
As much as you can. Have you been surprised at how much you've raised?
Yes.
So £500,000's a lot of dough, let me tell you. Awful lot of money.
It's money, not dough.
It's a lot of money. You're absolutely right. He said, like my old head teacher. You're right, it is money. So how big can this get?
Hopefully as big. I don't really know, but I want it to go massive.
Massive.
Yeah.
And just raise as much money as you can.
Yes.
For cancer research. Your tumour is inoperable. What, you know, I mean, so you've had radiotherapy, presumably, then?
And chemotherapy.
And you had chemo as well, which ain't the best, is it, if I'm honest? It's not the nicest thing to have, but you battled your way through it.
Yeah.
So what now for you in your illness? Where do you go now? More chemotherapy or more radiotherapy?
I don't think there is any more treatment that I can have.
So you just got to, that's it now. You've had your treatment. Well, I have to say, you look ever so well. Do you feel well?
I do.
You look well. And you're bright and breezy. Tell us about these presentations to people. Do you do that yourself?
When my mum used to work, I used to watch her all the time when she used to do PowerPoint for her work.
Mm.
And I just, when I started my campaign, because I knew like what to do from watching my mum, I just did it from there. Mum helped me with stuff as well.
And they tell me, Harry, you're in London for a big speech. Tell us about that.
Well, on the 10th of May, I'm going to London to do a speech to some fundraisers. And then on the 12th, it's the launch of my campaign.
So tell us about this speech. How many people are going to be there?
Around 500 people.
500 people. Where's that at?
It's in London.
Do you know where? Do we know where? Not confirmed yet, the venue, but you're in London talking to 500 people.
Yes.
Brilliant. Do you get nervous?
Not really. I just imagine, Robert's friend Gaynor just said, if you get nervous, just imagine everybody sitting on the toilet.
Salty, we'll have to try that one. But it is, you do need something to focus. That's a good piece of advice, actually. So you're going to talk to them and inspire them. So any celebrities or anybody around listening, and we have a fair few celebrities listening, they can help you as well. And if they're in London anywhere, we'll try and get them there as well. What now, though? I mean, what do you do in your spare time when you're not raising money?
I just hang out with my friends and stuff.
And like what? I mean, you are a football fan, aren't you?
I don't normally watch football, but I just support a team.
Which is?
Everton.
Everton. Well, why Everton? Tell us a little bit about that.
Because when a friend of Robert's, Gaynor, I went to a football match with her at Everton.
Yeah.
And when I got there, I just wanted to support Everton.
You just decided Everton was your team.
Yeah.
Good on you. You're supporting a team. So, I mean, do you realise how inspirational what you've done is?
Yeah, I do.
Do you? Because it makes me feel pretty useless, really, at times, you know, when I see somebody raising £500,000. And so do you Xbox and Wii and all that sort of stuff? You got the Wii and everything?
Yeah.
What's your favourite game tend to play?
Probably Toy Story.
Toy Story?
Yeah.
I haven't a clue what you're on about, but basically. But I know Toy Story, but I didn't know it was a game. I was at the football match the other day at a presentation and they asked me about Xbox. You have to have a pass name, don't you? Password? If you want to play online?
Yeah, you do.
Do you play online?
Sometimes.
So have you got brothers and sisters?
Yes, one brother and one sister.
What are they like with you? Do they help you?
Yeah, they do.
What, with the making the bracelets?
They help me with making the bracelets and they support me as much as they can.
And rightly so as well, because it's, I mean, you've brought me one in, which is a blue and white one.
Boo. Now,
I'm telling you, Salty, there's going to be trouble in this studio before long. So you brought me a blue and white one. How can people help, Harry? How can they help you?
Well, just by donating money to my campaign.
So how do they do that?
They can go onto my website, which is www.helpharryhelpothers.com, and they click the donate button. And
obviously the rest is easy. Are you on Twitter and stuff like that as well?
Twitter and Facebook.
So what's your Twitter?
Harry_Mosley.
Harry_Mosley and Facebook?
Harry Mosley.
I've just added you as a friend on Facebook. Well, I've applied. I don't know whether you'll have me as a friend, but I've applied to be one of your friends.
I'll have to think about that.
That's very kind. What he's got. Hey, do you get on Twitter a lot?
Yeah, I do. I use my mum's phone like 24/7. My mum's phone is now my phone.
Is it now your phone?
Yeah.
I won't say a word. She's standing behind you, but we won't say a word. You've got, because the Twitter is the immediacy of the thing as well. How many friends you got on Twitter?
About 2,700.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And Facebook, a lot of friends on Facebook?
Yes.
Amazing. And it is inspirational, you know, that a lot of people just would sit there and do nothing. You've gone out and helping others, because what you're doing will help others, won't it?
Yes.
In the same situation. And you're quite confident to stand up in front of people and talk.
Yeah.
You could be good on the radio. Have you ever thought about that as a career?
I am on the radio.
No, I'm going to have him. I'm telling you, he's going to get it. You've got all the confidence in the world, and yeah, a little bit of a devil in you as well. Has he got the devil in him, Mum? Has he?
Definitely.
Coming up next on the program, we've got Alex McLeish, the blues boss. So, would you like to say that for me? Because I think we're just about ready to go into the break. So would you like to say, coming up next, Alex McLeish?
My name is Harry Mosley and I raise money for Cancer Research UK. You can donate money by going to my website, www.helpharryhelpothers.com. And up next is the blues boss, Alex McLeish.